Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and our subject today is Hackathons are a hack. We all know hackathons. Pretty much every company has those with some varying degrees of regularity. Some religiously do it once a quarter, and some only do it once enough has been collected in some sort of a backlog or agenda that they have to put it on a schedule. Otherwise, they will be facing revolt. And not surprisingly, people are usually very happy about having these hackathons. You keep seeing it posted on social media. People say, look, we're having a hackathon. We're having a bunch of good time. Here are some ideas people thought of, and they're actually now being used in production. Look at us, we're innovative, right? But that's exactly the core issue I have with it. When you treat hackathons like that, they are your once in a while, let's be innovative kind of thing. What you end up doing is you are boxing every idea, every innovation, every novel concept that your team might have, and you're telling them, yeah, whatever you have in mind, put it in a box somewhere and we're going to talk about it in 2 months because that's when we start planning the hackathon. And that hurts your team's autonomy. It hurts their flow. It means that if you have prolific, innovative people, they will not have enough time to try things because they'll have those 3 days once a quarter. Even if during that time they had a bunch of really, really good ideas that are worth investing in, each and every one, they will only have time for one once a quarter. And it also teaches your people that during the regular, air quotes, work time, you are not supposed to be innovating. You're not supposed to be trying anything new. You're supposed to be doing rote work. Now, we all know that we have to have some cap here, right? We cannot be in hackathon mode every single day. Otherwise, you won't have an engineering team, you'll have some sort of a skunkworks innovation lab, and nothing will get you production, at least nothing stable, because your team will keep changing stacks every single day. But if you're subscribed to this podcast, you know that that's not what I'm suggesting, right? What I'm suggesting is something a lot more pragmatic. We're not talking about Hacker News-based programming. We're talking about providing your team with enough autonomy and enough time to try things out, to learn something new, so that you maintain a world-class engineering team. Because trust me, no one has a world-class engineering team that only has time to do innovative stuff, to try things for a total of 12 days a year. Guaranteed. Find someone that does, and I'll give you your money back. And that is why you should be leaving that notion aside and finding a way to let your people try, tinker, tweak, and play a lot more regularly. If you're following my articles I've been writing a couple of months ago about the concept of managing non-feature work, and that is work that is not features as defined by product. It includes a bunch of stuff, for example, bugs, maintenance, like updating frameworks and updating certificates and that sort of stuff. Technical debt, of course. And it also includes these other concepts like tech capital, which is assets that keep on providing you value as opposed to regular features which decrease in value and you have to constantly maintain. You can create tech capital by creating tools for yourself. You can create a little framework that allows you to do things a lot faster, and you can even learn a new skill that then allows you to deliver things in a different way. All these I consider as tech capital, and I coined the term, so I think that fits. But it also might mean things like learning a new tool, trying out a new framework. Your team has to do that from time to time because otherwise they will stagnate. They will not be able to learn. They will not be able to expand their horizons, and so they will not be aware of what exists. And innovation, most of the times, ends up being using some idea you've heard of or used somewhere in a different context. That's innovation. And if you do not keep getting exposed to more and more ideas and more tools, you will run dry of innovation eventually. And so to balance this need, I think when I'm talking about managing non-feature work, that you need your supplier team with a lot more autonomy. Now, I've got a bunch of blog posts saying why this shouldn't be something like Google's 20% time, and I'll link to them in the show notes. The gist is, I really think you should be considering having intermissions, or some companies call these sabbaticals. Every once in a while, it depends on the length of your sprints and whatever you're doing, but let's say once every 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 weeks, have your people have some alone time. Maybe it's only 3 days, maybe it's a week, but that's time that they do whatever they want to do, as long as that has any connection to work and that they can show that it might have a positive ROI. And once they do that, they get their own autonomy. They start doing things that actually bring in value. And again, I have articles about how to manage these and increase the likelihood of seeing a positive ROI out of this investment. But what we need to start with is that you need to understand that once a quarter is not enough, it should not be this concept of hackathons that are planned from A to Z. We know exactly what we're going to be doing, and it's like some startup event that you see on TV. I don't care about those. I want them to have time to tinker. I want them to have time and play. And actually, a nice benefit of this intermission concept is that you can actually cascade these across your different teams, across your entire organization. You don't have to have all the intermissions happening together in unison. You can actually have these be cascading so that maybe every single week, one team is in intermission. And that actually means that people are constantly innovating. There's always a buzzing about new ideas and things being tried out. Teams can share whatever they are doing with the rest of the organization every week, every couple of weeks. And that creates a culture of innovation, tinkering, of play that ends up massively increasing the amount of innovation you're going to see in your company. It helps bring out the max out of your best, brightest talent. And frankly, it's an amazing feeling to be part of a team that regularly invests in itself and keeps growing. You might have to tune this a bit to your own organization, but the gist is simply let them have time, let them have autonomy over it, and let them go wild. Do this often enough so they can actually do things relatively in the moment. Do it in a way so that your organization is continuously innovating, and you're going to see positive results quite fast. If you're not sure, feel free to drop me an email. It's in the show notes, and I'll be happy to chat with you a bit about how you can implement this in your own specific organization. That's it for this week. If you haven't yet, let me suggest that you subscribe to the best online newsletter for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. It has 3 insights exclusive to the newsletter every week, along with a link to an article in this podcast, and sometimes some extra stuff. Thank you for joining me. Talk soon.